Why was it? Why was it such a hearty?
It came from a good place.
Nothing came from your soul.
It did.
Okay, girl.
Both of them.
So how you feeling?
I'm feeling interesting.
Oh no, Lord.
I'm feeling so interesting.
Yeah, no, Lord.
Cause y'all know how it is. Every day it's a new adventure.
Every day I'm hustling.
Man,
every
like
day I'm hustling.
Like literally. For okay. real. Shit. Yeah, so you know, I know TT Aaron can relate to this. How about y'all? You know, as entrepreneurs and you revisit, I want to say a regular 9-to-5. excuse me. I don't want to offend. I don't give a fuck if I do, though. A traditional job, so to speak. Yes. Okay. So I am revisiting that real quick because there's some shit that I need to get.
She's trying to hit a lick.
I'm trying to hit a lick. So I'm back on my grind mode, and I feel like it happens every year around this time. It's really funny because, as you and I were talking from before, how tests always come up in your life.
Oh, that wasn't yeah. nearly as loud as that needed to be. Tests.
Yeah, when tests come about.
Did you say tests?
Absolutely. So when you are on this journey, okay, everything counts. So whether it is that you're doing something intentionally or unintentionally, you're still going to reap your karmic. Look, I can't even finish it. You will.
Sips tea.
Sips tea. You will definitely get your karmic response. And whether you believe it or not, it actually still happens. So, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So everything I do is intentional. So if I am doing something petty, that means that I am out of my character.
I mean, hey, that's what they say.
I am out of my character. And that is uncomfortable because my skin is soft and pettiness is ashy as fuck.
Oh, ain't it?
It's ashy. And I know a lot of petty men. I know women are petty, but petty men, amen.
Petty men.
I'm going to need you.
Alexander Pettyman.
Right. You got your Pettyman. Go put on your petticoat.
Wow.
And get the fuck on. Because I'm good.
All right. So let's start with a ditty bop of the.
I know. Started so strong.
Wow.
We ain't even intro yet, okay?
No, we don't need to intro yet. We're good. Let's just start with a little ditty bop. This is the intro, bitch.
Yeah. Hey, I am full tonight, okay?
Yeah, damn. Well, let's go with a little number that I feel everybody should hear. I think. I don't know about y'all.
Let's see what happens next time you check it for me.
Fuck you, son.
I'm just gonna call my other nigga.
And I ain't in the mood, fine in my bag. I ain't in the mood, fine in my bag. Do anything for the cash. Do anything for the cash.
Let me breathe. Never gon' rest if you never gon' let me. I understand it's what you need, but it won't be my best if I ain't got nothing left. Baby, I can't lie, I got money on my mind.
Baby, I can't lie, I got money on my mind.
You love spending time, you ain't gotta spend the time. Long as we're in rhythm, you don't care about the run. When it's low or flame, you want me to heat it up. Tyson in the ring, you want me to beat it up. How you like it, I know how you like it. Girl, I'm shining bright ears, but only when I'm fired up.
I ain't in the mood, fine in my bag. I ain't in the mood, fine in my bag. Do anything.
That's how I feel.
Welcome to the Rachel and T podcast.
I'm your TT Camille J.
And I'm your TT Aaron. What's upper? Hey, y'all.
How y'all doing?
How y'all doing? How do you feel? How's your aura?
Man, are you shining from the inside out?
Are you shining bright like a diamond? Y'all know. Shine bright like a diamond.
Oh, my God. I get it. That's why people be so mad when you be glowing from the inside out, because they inside is dark. So when you light it up on the outside, they see how dark they inside is.
Wow.
And then they want your insides.
They want insides outside.
Yeah.
Inside, outside, outside, outside. Okay. Hey. All right. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Mm-hmm. So TT Camille came on a little strong earlier.
It's been a day.
Let me get into some easy shit at first.
Sorry.
God damn.
My bad.
Lube it up first.
I know, right? You know? I ain't even making warm.
Jesus. Came home dirty from the thing. Was like, nah, I ain't even gonna shower my.
Nah.
Fresh out the gym. Damn, nigga.
Smelling like regret you and bad harsh. Decisions.
You's harsh. I'm a lady. Okay. let's talk about the Grammys real quick. Because hey. Did y'all watch that? Huh? Was it Black Excellence? I think a part of it was... I didn't watch it.
I didn't either.
I only watched the highlights on YouTube. Thanks.
Oh, shit. You did more than I did.
I mean, hey, I needed to see the performances.
I feel you. I just saw the clip of The Dream, and I was like, hey, that's all I need to see.
Wow. Didn't see that performance.
Oh, no. Not his performance. Just when he said how Beyonce was running on Nick of Time. I was like, wow.
Wow. She
at
does.
At the Grammys.
She can. She's Beyonce.
I was like, hey, y'all, we made it. He said niggas at the Grammys.
Niggas. And they didn't so blink it out. Many niggas at the Grammys.
They about to just give it to us now,
can
y'all.
Can we talk about it?
Yeah.
Y'all didn't nigga that shit clean up to the point where all y'all could do is be mad at Harry Styles. That's all you can do. I'm like, y'all do know that white people still be listening to country music and shit. Like,
yeah.
You do know. White people listening to pop still, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I understand y'all think white people all want to be black. I get it. Maybe a part of them, you know, finds blackness cool, but every single one of them don't listen to, like, hip-hop.
Right. Or,
you know what I mean? Because if that was the case, then they would understand us more.
Exactly.
That's how I know we still have different music tastes. Do y'all not understand that? So, I mean... We'll figure it out. The clothes, though, is what I wanted to talk about. Okay. Grammy weekend.
All right.
Is now turning into Fashion Week LA.
Mm.
And this is because all of the industry parties, all the newbies want to show out and show off all the oldies but goodies.
Oh,
showing
yeah.
They still got it. It's all just a creme de la creme of what the fuck do they got on today. And I appreciate all of the drama from the music artists because that's what I expect. I don't want to see motherfucking Viola Davis wearing violins all over her dress.
What?
Because her name is Viola. Like, I don't want to see her with a bunch of violas.
I was just about to say that.
Dress. Like, that's some shit that only you can get away with at the Grammys or at the VMAs, which they not really, you know, that it,
they ain't doing that too much no more.
I mean, it's just
mm-hmm.
It's no mixture of that black and white culture the way that it was in the early 2000s. So, unfortunately, y'all niggas gotta work it out. You got to work it out.
Oh, don't mind me. I'm just over here looking at them because I ain't get a chance.
Okay, but let me discuss Cardi looking amazing though. Okay, so we're giving like sheer Tool drama on the shoulders. So that means when she turned, unlike what Beyonce had on at the Roc Nation brunch with the white, you know, satellite dish on the back.
Oh, you ain't like the pale pink satellite dish.
No, I don't mind it. I think she's an alien superstar, and I think she's going with camp this year, so it's fine.
Okay.
I just know that she couldn't see, and that's fucked up, because when you're Beyonce, you need to feel or know when somebody's coming up behind you, because who the fuck is that? You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, anybody should not just be able to like touch Beyonce. You know what I mean? I know everybody on her team tries their best.
Right.
But at a situation like this where you're basically the boss's wife, you know what I mean?
Whole time.
You show up, drama'd up. You can be here forever if you want to be, or for 5 minutes if you want.
Right.
And people are just like, oh my God, I'm so blessed to be in your presence.
Oh my God.
But she can't see you coming up. At least Cardi's fucking dress. At least Cardi's fucking dress. You could see through them fucking shoulders, because that was a mess. Okay. It was not giving safety. I do.
Although, I mean, that could be a nice place to probably keep some, you know, some goodies. Looks like a small candy dish.
Oh, okay. Snacks.
Or like a tulip.
Snacks.
Yeah.
I just said alien superstar. And then whoever else dressed like Beyonce won. That's how.
There you go.
There you go. Because she the boss's wife. Whatever she want to do, you know. Y'all just follow suit. Her little daughters look like they was going to two different situations.
I didn't even see them.
That's look terrible. At Chloe and Halle at Roc Nation brunch, not at the Grammys. Okay. That's a different situation. Look at the day before.
Gotcha. Gotcha.
Look at them on the day before. Okay. So basically, actually, I got all the pictures that I'm talking about. I don't even know why I couldn't just show you. I could just show you. I really could.
Oh, that's what Lil Uzi Vert was wearing that
Now you see what I'm talking about?
I do.
If you're gonna give camp, then yeah. It's fine. Like, I'm not mad at that. I'm more mad at the fact that the suit didn't look like it was fitting correctly. And that's what makes me mad, because it looks like you have on a costume versus this is what you gonna pull off. Like, people be mad at MGK because that nigga look coffin sharp all the time, but at least that shit be fitted.
Yeah.
That's all I want somebody to do.
Just fit my shit.
Where is Rich Fresh when you need him? Okay. He is readily available to you celebrity niggas. Go to this nigga and ask for help.
Do they know that though?
They know.
Oh.
Ask for some goddamn help.
Because you pissing TT Aaron off.
Goddamn. It's like, why are y'all doing this? I got to go all in my recently deleted. Okay. You know my face, nigga. Stop. All right, so Snow Allegra, you know, I love her voice. I love the Barbie look that she gave with the pink and white. I think it was adorbs. Okay.
Okay. What's the however?
Super cute.
Uh huh.
However, where the fuck have you been, ma'am? What's happening? Okay. Yeah. I understand. You know, whatever else is going on in your life. Totally fine. Don't you show up to this Roc Nation merch. And ain't no song happening. I need you to find your song. Okay? Find your song and sing it for the masses.
Sing your song, LaBert.
Sing your song, LaBert. Ain't nobody got time for this. Okay. Who else did I want to discuss? Who else you got?
How about?
Yeah, Chloe and Halle.
So
okay.
Before we get into the outfits, I just want to say this so much. Mm-hmm. I understand how someone can be an influence on you, but I just feel like she's just so much a small Beyonce. Okay, I'm
which
done.
One? Which one?
Chloe.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so here's you know, I have a theory and like a stupid ass story of what I think happened.
I'm ready.
At this Roc Nation brunch with Chloe and Halle. Okay, let's go, right? So, boom. Halle shows up to Chloe's house. She like, hey sis, you ready to go to Roc Nation brunch? And she like, yeah, it's whatever. And then she like, oh, well, I'm not sure what I'm gonna wear. And she's like, well, look through my stuff because I don't really care. And she like, oh, okay, why don't you care? And she's like, I'm angry, Hallie. I'm angry at these niggas. And Hallie is like, me too. Me too. She's like, you know what? You should put on my red dress. I'm not gonna wear that shit. I'm gonna go and put a funeral on these niggas because it don't matter what the fuck I got on.
Because these niggas dead to me.
These niggas dead to me. So she showed up in all black, like the Omen.
Like the Omen. We're here all night.
Woo! That's what I felt about them. I felt like, one, I felt like it looked like sister support. Like, because Hallie, where are you going, ma'am? Like, y'all going
right.
to
two four, different events.
Four different events, technically, because this is a brunch.
Oh, man. Right.
So not only are y'all both going to two separate events, y'all both supposed to be at the same event that y'all at, wearing something different. Pastels, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, usually lighter colors.
It's a brunch. Damn.
Do they know that, though?
Yes. It's... Oh! So, okay. I'm offing them right now, right? Okay. So, this leads me to my other qualm with Gen Z.
Okay. Okay.
Because I've been on the internet.
No, shit.
And I've seen their little communications with each other. Right. And their little interactions with each other.
When you put little in front of it, that's how you know you don't like it.
Why do these little motherfuckers keep calling things aesthetic that are in an aesthetic, but not aesthetic as like an action? Like, for example, if I say that I need an aesthetic of something, I need aesthetic is like the grounding word. Like, uh-huh. It's like, okay, I need like a 90s aesthetic. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, I need a 2000s aesthetic. I need a punk rock aesthetic. I need an 80s hip hop aesthetic. Y'all know what the fuck that is, right?
Right.
So why are they saying, oh my God, that's so aesthetic?
What?
What the fuck does that mean? That doesn't even mean that. Like, what?
How did we get here?
You know, I'm so mad. It makes me as mad as I see somebody putting YHU and like that spelling equals you. Like, why would you even put an H? Like, what the fuck did the...
Oh, that's on purpose?
If 1 + 1 = 2, then why the fuck is an H in you? It don't fucking make sense.
It does. It does. Because you know what? Because 1 + 1 = 3.
Oh, my. Oh, my God. I am over... oh my God, I have seen it so many times and it is literally cringe. I let you bitches have the fucking laughing emoji. Cool. You think we overuse it? I'm sure we do.
Yeah, but okay.
Shit be funny as fuck.
I be using the cringe, overusing the cringe face too.
Shit be cringe as fuck. Man. That's why they gave us the fucking emoji so we wouldn't have to say things like deceased.
Or cringy.
Ew. Yeah. Okay. Ew. Ew. To all of you who've allowed this foolery to commence. Why? Like, I am aesthetic. Yes. And it's giving aesthetic.
Like, what type of aesthetic?
Which? Like, and it's so much so that now I know what they mean by when they say aesthetic. Uh-huh. How about that? I have looked this shit up so deeply that I now understand that when they say, oh my God, it's so aesthetic, they mean lo-fi, blurry background,
I knew it.
Small font, make it
light your candles, sit in the corner, rainy outside.
Oh my God.
Boom, 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 boom. Except it's more lo-fi than that.
Lo-fi jazz, lo-fi hip-hop, lo-fi alt.
Right.
What the fuck is wrong with y'all? Like,
so chill wasn't good enough? I guess not.
Man. Okay. Also, another cringe moment that I've had with the internet today. Okay. Well, the other one wasn't today, but today I had my own cringe moment with a commenter.
Oh.
Now, here's the thing. After, oh, damn, I missed the Queen Kelly Rowland. I'm sorry, Queen Kelly Rowland. You are a Barbie princess.
She slayed it. She slayed it.
And that's why I can't say shit about you, because why would I? Like, why the fuck would I say anything amongst all the trash that I'm talking about? Why would I? But you're a princess. That's all I'll say. You are a princess.
Indeed.
Okay, so I'm on the fucking internet, minding my business. I see a TikTok that I would like to repost. Mm-hmm. So I comment, wow, this shit's amazing. Happy for him. Glad he's gonna do blah, 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 blah.
Right.
Somebody else comes underneath that post and goes, well, I mean, I don't know why he say that. He probably not never gonna find love, blah, 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 blah. I'm like, nigga, damn, where's your motherfucking...
Who hurt you? Who hurt you?
Okay, so I'm glossing over it because it sounds like none of this happened, but it's quite simple, y'all. Okay? Quite simple. Most times, I wouldn't say no shit like this, but I watch shows, podcasts, all that shit, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I watched Club Shay Shay's interview with Chad Ochocinco.
Okay.
And in the interview, which is a viral tweet that is on TikTok, he by saying Ochocinco asked Shannon Sharp if he was married.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And he proceeds to say, no, he is not married. He wanted to early on. However, he knew that it was going to be a bad idea. He said he didn't want to raise, he would have been a bad father. He was already, you know, he knew he'd be a bad husband, bad son, blah, 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 because he gave so much to football. He believed in it, blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
That there was no way possible that he wanted to even bring anybody into that relationship. He knew he was not the evolved person that he is today. He says he's only 55, or he's about to be 55.
Right.
And that he can probably see it now because he's matured and where he is in his life. However, you know, he just, it didn't happen for him early on.
Mm-hmm.
My comment, y'all, in order for me to even share this shit, because that's what makes it important to me, because it was about, you know, the sharing of the shit.
Right.
I just said, hey, that's great for him. I really think that now that he said that this is what he wants, or he's, you know, I mean, put out into the atmosphere that this is what he wants, that now he's ready and, you know, able to get it.
Right.
Congrats to him. Somebody comes underneath that and is like, yeah, he probably gonna try to that ship is sailed. He's probably gonna try it with some 25-year-old or whatever, and then, you know, if he wants to have kids or whatever the fuck. And I was just like, wow, that's like,
you had to go out of your way to say that.
Yeah, I'm just like, that's a lot.
That's weird.
That's a lot. Like, it's, you weird. Know, where's your optimism, LOL? You know what I mean? Type shit. This nigga then responds, well, he also mentioned kids, I thought, might have misheard that, because at this point, that probably won't happen. Okay, here's the thing. Here's the thing that I learned about TikTok. So once you on TikTok and you want to say something, like you want to comment on something, once you comment, it reposts to anybody who follows you. Two, if you comment too long of a phrase, it will stop you and say that you cannot. So it's kind of like Twitter in that. And really? How I found out was because I was finna read his ass in the comments. What the fuck? Nigga had man. Me fucked up because I went to his page. Now, y'all know I'm never gonna come.
You don't even do that.
I don't even do that. Mm-hmm. I felt like this was something good that I was sharing. I have been getting notifications that people keep liking this post from my fucking share. This is, come on, it ain't even my post. Like, I just liked it for myself. Right. I don't need a TikTok to tell me, somebody liked your repost. They liked your repost. Nigga, this is a million people who didn't like the repost. I don't want to see all these things. I'm trying to see who's talking to me.
That part.
Not who just liked it. I appreciate that you like it. Cool. So I'm like, oh, this is like Twitter. You only get a certain amount of characters. Oh, this is why TikTok wins. Because you have to respond in a video at some point to something that you have seen. Because we ain't even going to give you the word. Like, we're not going to give you the letter space.
Exactly.
To type how you felt.
Did you make a video?
I did.
Yes.
I did.
Yes.
Because it pissed me clean the fuck off that I couldn't just type it.
So now you're even more heated. Now you're going to have to see my face when I say this shit?
Like,
Cool.
Because then, you know, by the first comment, I'm already looking on your page because who are you commenting?
Right.
I don't know you. And immediately I'm looking to see if I know you. And when I go to your page, you are another person of color. So I'm like, it's Black History Month. Why are you tearing down this nigga? Well, his white wife and mixed children tell me that, no, you don't believe that he can find love. Here's the thing, though, because that was more what my video was about. It was more about big upping the fact that, hey, you should really never, ever put it out your mouth that this man could not have kids because his ship has sailed. I was like, first off, he's 55 and he's a man.
That part.
A man can have kids until he's dead.
Yeah.
After. If you got the sperm just in time. If you kept it warm.
Get like out the incubator.
He can have a baby after his death, nigga.
Very true.
And you want to tell me that this 55-year-old, upwardly Black, mobile, like, celebrity.
Yeah.
Nigga, what? If you don't stop putting your regular life standards on this man, he is not.
What in the mediocrity?
What the fuck?
Mediocrity, excuse me.
Both.
Right.
Both of them.
Both.
It's both of them.
But I don't understand how people take the time to really comment on something that if you don't agree with it, just keep fucking scrolling.
Like
that,
what? Like, you chose out of all the comments that said what you agreed about.
That's funny. He probably looked at your profile before he even commented.
I'm just like, where's your wife? Where's your wife, sir? Does she know? Because I'm gonna tell my nigga.
I'm telling.
I'ma tell. Because we talk like that. Do you talk like that? Because I'm going to think this is a sore subject that you want to have an argument with a Black female on the internet today.
Oh, because you miss it?
Does this get you off, my guy? Like, what the fuck?
Well, you know people and are
I'm
weird.
Not, like, I'm just like, this is ridiculous. I'm not even saying that you can't feel the way that you feel, but you do know that feeling is incorrect, right? Like, it's a fact that men who have money, and unless he's sterile, he never said he was sterile.
Right.
But even then, he can adopt a kid. So he can have a baby whenever the fuck he wants to, with whomever the fuck he wants to, whether it's with a young girl or it's with a grown ass lady and they decide to adopt or she got kids herself. Either way.
Right.
He can have kids.
Yeah.
That was just insane. I was like, why are you here?
He ain't had nothing to do.
But you lucky. I've already started my series of responding to comments as videos.
Oh, you did.
A series.
Hey.
It's been fun.
I can't wait to see this video. You posted it, right?
No.
Oh.
Of course I posted it. It's already out.
Okay, great.
It's already out.
Cool.
I posted like 3 other ones also. I was just getting them all out. But
I feel you.
You know, we're here.
That was me earlier. Speaking of getting things out, quick story time. So I had to go to my storage unit today.
Okay.
And this particular location, I always have a story. Except this time it was great because I left all 3 of those people in there speechless. It was great. When I tell you I left out holding both hands, 2 fingers up, I said, okay, y'all, that's my time. If you want to see more, go on to Ratchet Aunties or Single Mom Memoirs, and you can get all of this and much more. When I tell you they were silent, they was like, okay, oh my God, it was so nice meeting you. Okay, go. Yeah, I'm going to see you next time. Hype.
Okay.
So the conversation, there's another guy on the other side of like where the combination locks are and stuff. And he's saying, I hear him talking to the young lady behind the counter. He says, why do black women got attitudes? I said, ooh. I said, sir.
Whoa. I said,
oh, yeah, baby. It was a day. Ooh. Oh, yeah. I said, whoa. I said, you know, I couldn't help but to overhear your conversation, and I definitely am interested in this. So he says, oh, man. I said, oh, so you want to be problematic today. Is that what you're doing? He was like, no. I said, you absolutely do, because you started off the conversation with violence. How are you going to start off by saying black women have attitudes? I said, well, let's start off. He was like, you saying that they don't? I said, I'm not saying that they don't. However, whatever your stance is, I don't get it, because this man and woman conversation, which is where y'all started off, and I just interjected when I heard about the black women having attitudes. So let's stay on topic. So do you want to talk about the women versus men, or you want to talk about the black women having attitudes? I said, I just want to make sure we're on the same page. He said, no, just the women and the attitudes. I said, all right, cool. Okay. So why do you say black women have attitudes? Well, you know, just go up to them and they mad that they trying to talk to you.
Oh, okay.
Like they call you thirsty.
So this is an attraction conversation.
Exactly. However, he didn't realize that because he didn't know who I was. So as he keeps talking, I said, so when is it that you realize that you are approaching the wrong people? So the girl behind the counter starts clapping. I said, because you have to read the room. In order for you to approach someone, you have to be confident within yourself enough to for whatever response they have. That so part. If you have any inkling that you are not, I don't know, capable of even having this conversation with her, then why the fuck did you approach her? So. So then I said, you know what? I said, let's talk about it like this from I said, because I come from that as well. I am a reformed, I guess you can say, black woman with an attitude. I said, you have to think about what the black women now are encountering. So it may come off as an attitude, but indeed, they're probably just having a really fucked up time. Because if it goes from going to the doctor and the doctor's telling you that you're strong enough, we're not giving you the correct medicine or even diagnosing you correctly, black women are chronically in pain. I said, let's start there.
Oh,
I said, the second thing is for the women who are actually taking care of their children and who is doing it diligently and without any help. And that's not that they don't want help. It's just that they can't receive it. You don't have enough money to get the help. And on top of that, whoever is supposed to be the other parent of these children are also not helping. So I'm going to be mad about that, too, because I'm hurting and I don't have any money. I said, should I keep going? I said, so it's your approach is the first thing. The second thing is, are you approaching the right person? I said, and the third thing is, your feelings just can't get hurt.
Well, what did he say then?
So then he says, okay, I mean, I get that, but I'm saying, though, like, how am I supposed to know, like, who you are just by looking? I said, you're not supposed to know who someone is by looking at them. You never can. I said, that's why you get to know people. Again, that's you being truthful to yourself and you having that self-confidence. So when you do, again, go up to this woman, you won't have conversations like these.
Then it's not about her attitude. Also, y'all need to read the room. How do you not know that this bitch got attitude? Look at her face.
The whole time.
She got attitude.
Okay.
She had a fucking attitude, my nigga. What are we talking about? So, don't talk to her.
Whole time.
She looks angry. Why is that cute to you?
Exactly. So now the anger, now the conversation takes a turn. Because you know, whenever I start talking to people, people keep talking. And mm-hmm. so do I. So he says, no, I'm sorry. I bring up an example. We were talking about where the conversation go. It went from black women having attitudes to, oh, men. I said, how is it?
Oh, wow.
How is it? Okay. I said, because both of y'all are having this conversation uh-huh. and y'all are pointing at each other instead of pointing at yourself.
Wow.
So when both of y'all come together, you'd be like, hey, as a woman, this is what we don't understand about you. Mm-hmm. Instead of saying, hey, man, you're not doing this. I said, it's going to be a breakdown in communication already because women and men don't talk the same. I said, you don't even learn the same. I said, okay, here. Let's use this as an example because it's so frequently and easily used. Cheating. Why do men cheat? Oh, because they bite. They because their eyes are bigger than their appetite. I said their eyes are bigger than their appetite. I said okay. So you know what your appetite is, correct? He said yes. I said so. Instead of you being honest with the bitch you fucking with and be like, hey, I found this chick who might be a great third, or I'm interested in this person. Are you interested in them too? Instead of you asking or even being honest, you take away her right to even fucking choose. So with you cheating, the woman don't give a fuck if you cheat. She cares if you were honest about what you wanted to do before you even cheated. So the breakdown between those two right there. I'm not saying most women are going to take you cheating, but if you tell them, they fucking know. That goes vice versa too. It's not just a man against woman. It's a woman against man thing too. Mm. I'm using this because we commonly only use men cheating. So with that being said, if you understand that and you know that men cheat, mm-hmm. even though y'all say black men don't cheat, that's cute. I just want y'all to be honest. That's it. That's it. The fuck?
It's in the title.
Yeah.
Don't is in the title.
Yeah.
Black men be cheating.
Thank you.
But they don't.
They don't cheat. Like, it's a continuous thing.
They may have cheated.
Right, but they're continue to cheat.
But they don't cheat.
Right. Cheat and chong. The fuck?
I love it. Now, that's funny. That's funny. I don't make the rules. Okay, also, I wish I made some rules, but Florida man, okay, and maybe Louisiana man, maybe we need to start looking at the alligators as the reason why the people is acting crazy down south. I just read a story about this child. He's 18 years old. His name was Lil Dale.
Wait,
Lil Dale, like the computer.
Okay.
Lil Dale, okay. Lil Dale and his little friends had the fucking feds following them.
What?
Let's talk about how.
That took an interesting turn.
How did an 18-year-old child have the feds on you? Well, turns out that him and his little friends all had big guns and went on a big killing spree. 22 people dead. Just murking niggas just for fun out here.
What?
And what's even worse was these little niggas was rapping. Now,
oh God.
Okay, they weren't rapping like about the murder, so you didn't have like that, but the fact that if you're gonna get traction on being known as a rapper, there's a certain thing called the hip hop police. There's literal federal agents that are specifically just on your that. Case. Right. Okay. Like they're just like, oh, we just need to monitor your activity because how did you get this money? How did blah, blah, blah. It's all tax. It's all, you know what I mean? They want money.
Right.
They just don't want you to have it. So
Man.
So while him and his, like, it's not a lot, but now they're being considered a gang, okay, by the police because,
like, there's more than one.
Say it's like six little boys or five little boys, and you're like, yeah, they're a gang. No, nigga, that's friends. That's not a gang.
Yeah, gang of friends.
Gangs mean you got to have, like, some type of, you know, initiation. I don't think they was doing that. I think they was just friends. They all got guns around the same time because somebody hit a lick somewhere. And then they just started killing their friends who are no longer their friends. And now they're their ops. Like, I feel like it was that. And people go, why are these kids so violent? We were violent too, y'all. We just didn't have their weapons. We still had weapons that cut, bruised, and broke bones. We had padlocks. We had razor blades. We had pieces of wood. We had fucking lockers.
Yeah.
So you had metal being like, we weren't, it was fucking WrestleMania for us too, y'all. We didn't have semi-automatic weapons. That's the difference. Even if somebody was like getting shot back in the day, it was like with an old revolver. Somebody didn't know the bullet was still in it. They was playing Russian roulette like some fucking dummies. Right. Like, it was not this. They got switches, y'all. They got like drums that are like made with motherfucking
thousands upon thousands of bullets. Like it's
but all made out of a fucking like 3D printer machine.
It's crazy, man.
You niggas is smart. Like, you smart, but you're killers. So then that's kind of bad because you still dumb because you put it on the internet. And it's like because you heard the stories of us or the people before you, the gangsters of the 80s, 90s, 70s, 60s, 30s, like all types of shit.
Right.
That you've heard about these gangsters, but you forget there was no internet. Niggas. Hey. Mr. and Mrs. Nigga. Yes, you too. White people, Asians, Indians, Spanish. All of you, my cousins and brothers and sisters. Okay, hey.
Mm-hmm.
They can see you. They can see you. They can hear you. Okay? There's nothing that you can do to not be like seen and heard unless you have money to pay off who has seen and heard you. If you're not being concerned with that and you are having a regular junior high school to high school beef that is escalated, normally people would just fist fight after school.
Right.
There is no fist fight because they have semi-automatic weapons. More people die because have you ever held and shot a semi-automatic weapon? Oh, does it hurt? Oh, have you felt recoil? With you and your big grown-up shoulders, that shit can hurt and you can throw your whole shit back.
Mm-hmm.
But this child, not only are they going to throw their own shit back, but they not going to get nothing that they was aiming at.
Right.
It's a fluke if they shoot and aim and make it. Like, that's a fluke because their arms shouldn't be that kind of strong to carry that weight of that type of weapon. Like, that's what military, like, people use.
Yeah, the people who are trained
and even then they be like holding it with both hands and laying down, or like, you know what I mean, standing still, like,
got eye protection,
you know, all types of shit. They got all types of shit on that you and your Jordans is not prepared for. Shoot your little shit up, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All of your jeans, your denims, just holy.
Holy moly.
Holy moly donut shop. That's what your body becomes, okay? So, no, this young gentleman, not only did he have a fight with the ops, but he decides that one night, him and his friends are going to get the ops, okay? They're not going to go to the ops block or anything like that. They hear that the ops are at a club.
Mm.
Now, if you're from Chicago, you understand that niggas shoot up clubs. Okay?
That's if you're from Florida, you would know too.
Okay. So, what did he shoot at the club, y'all?
Pow, pow.
He shot a rocket launcher.
What? Wait a minute. Wait. You keep twisting and turning.
Hey, guys. how the fuck?
Where did you did get, a get a rocket launcher? Where do you get this shit from?
See, for me, I gotta look at where you live. Okay, now this is Florida. Florida man. There's a reason why Florida man is Florida man, because you get all the import and export from Florida. That's where all the drugs, the guns, all the good, like, all the good, you know,
the
shit.
Good contraband.
All the good contraband. Okay. Comes in through Florida sometimes. You know what I mean? Allegedly. So if I were to procure a military grade weapon in a place such as a Florida, it's a lot easier than if you were in like Chicago, even though they have rocket launchers here too. I don't know why, you know, besides people thinking that it's fun and that possibly you could blow up the ops. But my question is, even after you get a rocket launcher, right? How y'all get the ammunition?
Right.
Who the fuck just out here selling rockets, my nigga? Like, not just regular bullets, okay, that you are asking for. These are rockets.
Damn, and they got whole life arms dealers.
Now I'm like, so your arms dealer set you up with like a bundle. Okay.
Hell no.
He got a bundle. They said rocket launcher, maybe three rockets.
$50,000.
Okay, right? So he kills a lady while he trying to shoot up the people in the club or whatever. He kills a lady. The problem is the rocket launcher don't quite like aim and hit a target. Like, it hit like somewhere else and it don't work. Like, it misfires type shit, right? So the police, after months, finally catch up with this nigga. Put him in jail. Set his bail. How much do you think his bail is?
A million.
You've killed a woman. You've shot a rocket launcher.
Oh, you don't have no bond.
Oh, right? His bond was at $200,000, which means, for you people who've never dealt with anybody who's in jail, what that means is 10% is to bond out. He bonded out, y'all. He bonded out of jail with $20,000, because how would you have the money to have a rocket launcher? Like,
well, right, if you got the money for that, you probably got the money for anything else. You
got money for bail, nigga. Especially if they gonna set it at fucking $200,000. That is $20,000. I'm sure one of the rockets was $20,000. Shipping in hand. Like, he could have bought the rocket launcher on like Alibaba, right? Say he buy it on DHgate, right? Rocket launcher. Then he gotta pay like $30,000 in shipping and wait 3 years.
Sounds accurate.
Whoo, I'm sorry. It's that.
22 people
died at the hands of like seven kids. Seven teenagers. Dead ass.
Man, look.
What the fuck are y'all doing outside? What is in the water?
Every day. I just try to be nice to anybody who around me.
In the water.
Because everybody just, man, it just seemed like everybody is so switchy nowadays.
Ooh,
like,
talk to me nice.
Oh, it's real light switchy around here, man. And those people, I just don't want no parts with it. Like, don't be switching on me.
I mean, but can we just talk about switching? Mm-hmm. Can we just talk about how your ex boo is becoming a TikTok star?
Get the fuck out of here.
I am exaggerating. He's not a star, but that last video. Ooh, I wanted to. I still want to comment on it and be like,
please,
yeah,
please, can you? Please, because I'm sure he's gonna listen to this too. Why he acting like he don't? Because he listened to all my shit. You watch all my shit, and you still try to act like,
oh my god,
you don't be.
Oh my god,
what's the numbers on in there?
Oh wait, hold on, it's so good.
Oh wait, he did another video after that one?
No, it's just that one.
It's just that one.
It's just that one.
I didn't save it. Damn it. Okay. Well, I don't have to save it. I know who you are. So it's not that I can just go to your page. That shit was great. I said, okay, then. That's what I wanted to say. Okay, then. I know. It's not that bad. It's not that crazy. Maybe I should comment that.
Man, comment all of that. Okay? Hold on. Because other sis was like, oh, shit. I clicked on it. I ain't mean to. I said, girl, I don't give no fuck.
I'm watching that shit. And I'm commenting.
I'm watching it, too.
Oh, like, nigga. See, now I can't leave the laughing emoji because that made me look old. I just got to type deceased.
Deceased. I am deceased. Oh, I can't see it. He blocked me.
Oh, finally.
Yo petty ass. Why?
Finally.
Oh, why you gonna block me? Don't block me.
Finally. It's happened to me right in front of my face.
That is so funny.
Okay, well, while we doing that, so my birthday coming up.
Yes.
Okay. I don't know why I clapped. It doesn't even fucking matter like that. Like, it's not like, ooh, yay. It's not that. But the fuck? It's my birthday. Okay. I didn't choose this.
No, you actually didn't.
I did not choose this.
You just
kind of
showed up.
I'm just here.
You just kind of showed up.
I was looking on the line. Okay. Mm-hmm. And amongst being on the line, I saw some twerk classes happening in Chicago. And what's so great about that shit is that me and my homegirls, we were talking about this not even a month ago. Y'all,
yes.
It was literally, that's what I mean by I am at a place in my life where manifesting is very, very important. It is
absolutely
Pisces, like moon season. It is coming. I understand Aquarius is just how I, like, it's just how I talk. That's how I feel about shit. Like, I get it. I get it. But the psychic powers of the fucking Pisces is like, yes, I can just manifest things. And so we were talking about it. I was like, yo, we need to go to a motherfucking class. I'm gonna find a class. And we gonna go.
Hell
and
yeah.
Everybody was like, we gonna go. Where is it though? I said, it's gotta be here. The fuck?
You definitely did.
In Chicago, what you mean? And so it just so happened to be a young lady who does her classes on 79th and Stony. Now here's the problem.
You said it so fast, like you couldn't even finish the first sentence.
Now here's the problem. I said it's on 79th and Stony.
No, I know.
And for me, and at my big age, me being on 79th and Stony is like me going to a strip club mall. A strip mall club. That's what that's like. I'm not going to any more strip mall clubs. I'm not doing it. I don't like that. I don't like that the South Suburbs does this.
It's weird.
I don't like that. I don't like that some parts of Atlanta does this. I don't like that. We went to a comedy club
mm-hmm.
that was in a strip mall. And what was funny was, like, it's in a strip mall. All the other stores and shit is closed by the time the comedy show is going on. So you expect a lot of the parking lot to be going towards the comedy club. No. Well, on the other end of the strip club, or on the strip club. It was no strip club. Clearly, I want to go to a strip club.
Obviously.
That's what they're saying.
Yeah.
Strip club me, please. Clearly. Okay, so instead of it being like all stores, it also was a fucking like Mexican restaurant at the end of the shit. And it was like an all-nighter type of thing. And they also had kind of like a club inside of the Mexican restaurant that was inside of a strip mall. So this is nuts.
Wait, what? That was a lot.
Okay. It was an anchoring store. You know what I mean? It was just a big building on the corner.
Gotcha.
That all the other, you know, strip mall buildings was connected to. But it was just dumb to me. I was just like,
this is a lot.
Y'all doing a lot. I'm pretty sure it's land here. Like, I'm pretty sure y'all got a lot of land. I've seen the houses out here.
Hmm.
No. What are y'all doing in this area?
We're just going to use this one little spot right here.
Like, why are we doing this? And then, again, I understand how that should be safer, except you cannot monitor who is coming to your club or establishment. And now, if there's beef, now you have a lot of people in this congregated parking lot type of situation from two different places that had nothing to do with each other. You know, optics.
It's just not safe.
The optics. Yeah. It's the optics for me. Get a standalone club.
No, that costs a whole lot more. That means I got to do...
I have to do like maintenance and stuff.
Be in a building downtown. Like, have the clubs like in a downtown area. Make it an event. Shit.
They don't want to pay.
God damn. Working hard all my life.
You think I's ugly.
Oh, silly. Damn. So many people have that issue. Yeah, so back to these twerk classes. So what do you think? Did you see the brochure thing?
No, I didn't.
Or the little video?
I was driving.
Oh, you were driving. Yeah. Okay, so
that's unsafe.
Let's
that's so unsafe.
Okay, so here's the issue, right? I would promote it to y'all, okay? Except I can't pronounce the title or the name of her business. Okay, I cannot pronounce it. And I don't say things that I cannot pronounce out loud.
Yeah, I agree.
People sound crazy doing that. And unless I talk to her, I will not sound it out in front of you.
That's the part.
I will not. But it was a lot of like, I think it said in twerk to something.
You talking about old girl?
Yeah. It said I-N, and then it said twerk, and then... Like, but the words all connected also. It was just like small font, big font.
Is it on her page like that?
Did I send it in Messenger?
You did.
Okay, so hold on. I'm going to do this. Hold on. Because at this point, all I see is Brittany's message. Shout out, Brittany. This bitch. She like it. Yes! Yeah, I didn't know you had it. I didn't know there were like, not GIFs, but like those little like Memoji characters or whatever. I didn't know there was one that was like wavy, that was going to wave their hands and be like, yes, that's the one that she sent me. I was like, bitch, you find something new every time.
That's great.
I cannot.
We like new stuff.
I cannot. Okay. KB Twerk Fit.
Right.
That's who she is. Okay. So, okay, then there was like Freaky Friday twerk class. What the fuck was this word? Hold on.
Sorry, that stretch was so good.
Wow.
It was so good.
On the line she does this.
Sorry, my bad.
Wow.
To heat.
Where the fuck is this word? I was really mad at this.
Because I'm still looking for her.
Oh, there we go. It was the Valentine's Day thing. Okay, so y'all didn't see that because I didn't send that to y'all because y'all don't want to be chair dancing. Oh, nothing, you know, so.
I don't give a fuck. Yeah,
I know, but when other people's niggas is there, then other bitches get weird. And yeah, I don't typically invite my bitches into harm's way at spaces that I don't know these little bitches. Again,
yeah.
These don't seem like they're all adults. These seem like these is like, you know what I mean? Some maybe my age, but a little bit younger also, like as that type of shit. So I got to watch.
Gotcha. Oh, maybe it's a different way to say Illinois.
No. What?
No.
Not the Illinois. What is this?
Oh.
What is in twerked?
Twerked. in.
No, sound it out.
I can't.
Exactly. That shit don't make no goddamn sense. I'll post it for y'all. So y'all, if y'all want to go, you know, support a black business. But I don't know what the fuck. You calling your shit, ma'am.
Yeah, that's
it's real interesting.
It is.
But I appreciate you doing, you know, chair classes and, you know, sexy dances and, mm-hmm. and whining and shit. That's cool. I'm down for it. I love hip mobility. I love to dance it out. Okay.
Hell yeah. You're the dancer. Told you I can only keep an 8 count.
Nigga, whatever. No, you do not be doing 8 counts. You be bouncing and breaking your back. I'm not doing that shit no more. I'ma do an 8 count though. Like I'ma full out an 8 count.
A 2 step.
Other than that, I 2 step more than you. You going into full, like.
Yeah, I do. I be hitting the 40s. Exactly. Shit. Still.
I'm not doing that. I love her for that.
I do a little bit.
I'm not doing that. I'm a Debbie Allen, you bitches. One of these.
Oh, okay. Full come out here. Full pirouette.
Okay.
Pirouette. Pointed toes.
Okay. Other than that, was there anything else that you had going on, Miss Mamas?
Let's see. Do I? I really don't. You know, just outside of regular shit that I've been doing.
Oh.
I guess that's about it. Oh, I do have a question for y'all though. You as well.
All right, people.
Yeah, so like when you break up with people, like how long, like do you erase the photos? And then if you erase the photos, like how soon do you erase them?
Erase them from where?
Your photo gallery.
Because
I need space.
I just buy it.
Just buy the space?
Yeah. I just buy it. I don't care about that. I have 14,000 photos, ma'am. I'm not.
On one phone? Like, on the, like it'll show you on the cloud?
How? What does my photos say?
14,724. That is what? How?
That's how many photos I have. Because I buy space.
I mean, I buy space too. How much space do you buy?
2 terabytes. And I have photos from 2016 in my phone. My cloud lit.
I got photos from. My cloud lit. It's over lit. Fucking 14,000. Excuse me. Let's just round it up because it's close.
I've been 15. Deleting.
Oh my word.
I've been deleting. I went up to 15 before I said, no, you will not take a hold of me.
Shit, I thought I was doing something else because my 4,000 something was too.
That's
much.
Good. It's too much.
Yes.
14 is obsessive. I got a lot of content.
No, I said 1,400.
Oh, 1,400. No, not 4,000.
No. Oh, hold on. Let me look. Jesus. Let me look. Oh, I'm sorry. 5,493.
Thank you.
That's a lot.
Imagine you not just deleting stuff besides like random screenshots that you've saved throughout the day. Like you may delete those right after you use them, but imagine all the other stuff that you keep back for reference. So you go back only a couple times and then you just keep taking pictures. Nobody is stopping and thinking about the amount of pictures they have until it gets obsessive. But again, I just buy the space, so I don't give a fuck. And then if I wanted to get more space, I can get more space. It's only $10.
I can't. I mean, I guess. Yeah.
If I ain't paying for stars or whatever the fuck, you know, they gonna get my $10 regardless.
Yeah, I mean, you got a point. But I'd be like, shit, I already paid for the phone, so why do I have to keep?
See, that's also the thing. That's Apple, though.
Ew.
If you buy the computer, you understand the computer doesn't come with all the memory in the world. So the phones are the same way. I used to get iPods. My iPod was a 256 gig iPod. That was like the largest iPod they had at the time when my aunt, rest in peace, that when she got it for, or when she convinced my mother to finally give it to me, I was like 21. So it wasn't like it was a whatever, but it was like, she finally was like, yeah, you can just get her the iPod thing. She's not going to lose it. I still have that iPod, mind you.
Mm-hmm.
But I couldn't steal music enough to put on there to fill it up in that manner, the way that I can now because we have Apple Music on our phones. And if we download the song, it's the same thing like putting it on your iPod. I got space. I need the space for music and photos and video. And I got like 30-minute videos in here. I got hour-long videos in here.
Oh, well, I guess I got to buy more storage.
I need the space.
I mean, I do too. I just don't want to pay for it.
I understand. But back to what you were saying. You can delete them whenever you want to delete them. It's not about that. You can delete them whenever you want to, or you cannot delete them. Or you can just send them up to the cloud and get them off your phone. You can just put them in your iCloud.
Oh, they don't automatically go there?
That's if your phone is set up for that. Like, I think it is. Like, if you constantly update it, like, you got to be in Wi-Fi to do it, or Wi-Fi and plugged in, or whatever the fuck.
Yeah.
And it'll be like, we automatically update it every, you know.
Oh, okay.
When you do that, then it goes to the cloud. Otherwise, it's just on your phone.
Gotcha. All right.
You know.
There's that.
There's no set timeline for getting rid of someone.
Man, I just
oh my god, she's back to
yeah.
Okay, hey guys, as you listen to these episodes, remember, two episodes back she felt this exact same way, but remember, last episode she was totally fine with it. Okay,
totally fine with what?
We're back.
Totally fine with what?
Nothing.
You know what, we're not doing that. We're not doing that.
I got stuff to talk to you off this pod, because y'all not ready for this. And until you
We gonna keep this going. I ain't ready to talk to you yet.
Nah, nigga. We gonna get off here, because I guess.
Hey, y'all, we gotta go.
It's an actual story, y'all. So, anywho. Anywho, I hope you guys are minding your motherfucking business. Let's start there. But also, I hope that you are drinking your water. I hope that you are giving to the Tata or TT's
fund.
Okay? And don't be dry-sided. Get your nut off, boo. Okay?
Whole time.
Okay?
Whole
but
time.
Yes, drink your water. Mind your business. Stay out the motherfucking way. And above all,
stay motherfucking ratchet.
God damn. Why they like this, Lord? Okay. Sorry. I held it too long and it hurt. I shouldn't have done that. I shouldn't have done that. There we go. Be safe. Cause we done, bitch. Bye. Bye. Taking up no days,